I'm joined by Majid Arab from the central Damascus district of Mulki, which is close to where the Wednesday's attack took place against the army's headquarters. Majid, you've seen the aftermath of that blast. Could you describe the significance of that attack?
Yeah, actually, the attack took place in a fortified compound that contains lots of military buildings. One of those buildings is the Air Force headquarters. The building that was hit in the Wednesday attack was the Defense Ministry. It contains the Defense Minister office and other administrative offices. Usually, this building is guarded with military personnel. They have machine guns on rooftops and so on, cement blocks, road blocks everywhere. The building was, I've just passed by the building yesterday. It was completely burned. Almost 70% of the building is burned. You can see the bullet marks on the walls. It seems that the attack was pretty good in terms it has almost destroyed one of the most important security buildings in the capital, Damascus.
I think at the time the government said something like four guards had been killed. Did it look to you as if many more people were killed?
Yeah, actually, we've heard the sound of ambulance cars going in and out of this place, but we cannot know exactly how many people were killed. But it could be possible not more than four people, because the attack took place at 7 o'clock in the morning, so most of the staff working in the building were not yet there. So it's a possibility.
And how has the regime reacted since then?
Yeah, actually, the reaction seems to be harsh as usual, because Wednesday witnessed the highest score of those killed across Syria, almost 350. But ever since, the regime has deployed many checkpoints in the city. Almost every street or every major street in the city, there's a checkpoint. They check for cars. Now, today is a Friday, so many security personnel were deployed around mosques. They are trying to show they are still in control of this part of Damascus. So there's a big show of force going on for today and yesterday.
We're hearing of raids in the north eastern suburbs, Bazar, Kabun, Jobba. Is that something you can confirm?
Yeah, we are hearing the... every now and then we are hearing some sound of explosion coming out from the east. So I'm not sure about it, but it seems there's something happening over there. Things have settled down now in the south of the city, because there was fierce fighting for the past 2 weeks in the south. But it seems that the government were able to force the FSA to move out to the outer suburbs of Damascus.
So do you think they're now turning to the northeast to try to get rid of the rebels there?
Yeah, maybe they are trying to raid different neighborhoods in the city just to strike their hand on the city. But I'm not sure if this will be successful, because we've witnessed many raids before. For the past 3 months, there was many raids. I believe Barza or the eastern neighborhoods were raided more than once. So it may be they've been raided for three or four times. But that did not change the status, because the Free Syrian armies are still able to enter this city, conduct their operations, and withdraw to the suburbs.
And has the mood in the city changed since Wednesday's attack?
Yeah, of course, when the attack was a boost of morale for those in the city, because after the fighting in the south and the FSA were washed away from this part of the city, people started to feel that the government is retaking control of the whole area. But the attacks boosted the morale of the people, and at the same time, it seems to be degrading the morale of those with the government, siding with the government. They feel that they are not secure, because this place has never been hit before. It's a very secure place.
But the government is still strong in Damascus.
Yeah, of course, because it's a capital, so you should wait. But it seems that any operation conducted in Damascus is not intended to take the city, but rather to deflect the government attention from those parts in the north, in Idlib and Aleppo. So now the government has to put more forces to secure the capital, and inevitably that would mean it will be losing control in the north.
Okay, thanks very much. Thanks.
Thank you.